And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today we have the Communications Director for Winterthur, Liz Farrell. And welcome.
Thank you, Laura. It's great to be here.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And did I fangirl before we began today? I think I did, didn't I? Talking about how much I love Winterthur.
Yes, I think you did.
Well, it's all right. I'm forgiven for that because this is an institution for not just the Delaware Valley, but as an arbitrator of good taste and a fine society and of a magnificent family. This is a nationally known organization and an institution.
Yes. All of that. Wonderful descriptions, Laura. Thank you. We know Winterthur has been around since the 1800s. It was home to three generations of the DuPont family, beginning in 1839. And Henry Francis DuPont expanded Winterthur in about 1931, added about 130 rooms to an already fairly large house, and turned it into the nine-story, 175-room mansion that we know today as Winterthur, which is now the museum. We also have a 60-acre naturalistic garden that is the oldest continually operating naturalistic garden in North America and has often been called one of the great gardens of the world. We have a world-class research library where scholars come from around the world for the study of American history from colonial times to the present. We also have exhibition galleries, and I'll tell you a little bit about some of our exhibitions that we have right now. And on the first floor of those, people are treated to sort of an overview. You mentioned sort of the taste and the refined taste, and Henry DuPont was known for his rather amazing eye with design and with color, and he selected now there are over 90,000 works and objects in the museum. I'm going to say the majority of them selected by Mr. DuPont, but they do represent the best of their genre. So people do come from really all over to take a look, like at the Fife Room or the Chinese Parlor. There's just so many things in there that are unique and just special. And we just we exist for our visitors. He loved to entertain. And so we're delighted every day to have people come through and help them to have just a magnificent experience. So we do have a couple things coming up.
I'd like to hear more, though, about your collections and the permanent parts of Winterthur before we get into the new stuff. Do you mind going back a little bit and talking a little bit more about this?
Not at all. I'd be delighted.
Only because, for many of us, this is the only opportunity to see that golden age and to have a family that many generations had the wealth and the good taste to acquire and that it's still there. When you look at collections like the Widener's from Philadelphia, et cetera, gone to the wind and auctioned off years before, and you still have this, books, the gardens and everything is kept up.
Yes.
Why? How did this happen?
Well, Mr. DuPont had the foresight and vision in 1930 to realize that he wanted to turn his home into a museum. And so he formed the Winterthur Corporation. So today we're a nonprofit, but he left Winterthur an endowment. And we're overseen by a board of trustees. So hopefully into perpetuity, Winterthur will continue to be the 1,000-acre estate that we are today. When he did this expansion in 1931, he went all over the country collecting antiques. As I say, many of them the finest. In fact, really all of them are considered to be the best of the best in their genre. And he loved to entertain. So on weekends, he would have people come in and they would drive around, kind of like Downton Abbey-esque. We had an exhibition a few years ago on the Downton Abbey show because Winterthur is and certainly was in its heyday, as you mentioned, the 30s, the 40s, the American country estate equivalent of the English estate. People would come for the weekend. They would be greeted by staff who would take their suitcases and their coats. Their drivers would be directed where to park. The staff would take their belongings to their rooms. And Mr. and Mrs. DuPont would be waiting for them in the Port Royal Parlor, and they would chat, and then they would all have, you know, cocktails, and then there would be dinner and card playing, and they would tour the house. But he really had just such a love for having people around. And when he did the expansion, he put in several elevators. So there are things at Winitour that were really kind of first of their kind in the country. He installed enormous speakers outside at the beautiful reflecting pool, and he would play classical music and jazz while people were, you know, being entertained there and swimming. There was a lot of bridge being played, a lot of golf being played, and just a lot of socializing. He really did enjoy that. So today, the most famous rooms there are, of course, the Port Royal Room, which has a sofa that belonged to John Dickinson, as well as some other very iconic pieces of furniture, a high boy chest that at its time sold for over $40,000, which was a record in the antiques world when Mr. DuPont actually purchased that. As I say, he was dedicated to really getting the very finest pieces. And he got into collecting in the 1920s. And at that time, collecting American decorative arts was just coming to the fore. People really were more, collecting European furniture, you know, fine French furniture. And of course, the DuPonts are French. They're from France. And, you know, there's a story where, in the 1960s and 1961, of course, he was appointed by Jackie Kennedy to head up the Fine Arts Commission to redecorate the White House.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. His taste was just so impeccable. But also, he had known her mother for what he wrote, you know, all his life, although he didn't know Jackie that well. And he was very enthusiastic about sharing with her his love of American decorative arts, because he said at the time, I have a suspicion that she wants to decorate the White House, you know, with French furniture and whatnot. And I want to show her why the American decorative arts are so beautiful and spectacular, and he was able to share that love with her, and she of course, you know, took the ball and ran with it, and of course decorated the White House with him and a whole committee.
So he left you a property that was just crying to be a museum, already wired and already equipped with elevators and already full of things that people would want to see.
That's exactly right. So, for example, in the Chinese parlor, there's hand-painted wallpaper that was done in the 17th century, painted in China, and he had the room altered. And this happened in many rooms in the house when he was turning it into a museum to fit the actual wallpaper. So there was an area where a doorway that had been expanded, they had to, you know, repaint, and there was an area where they actually recreated the wallpaper. A beautiful Steinway piano that belonged to his wife, Ruth, and she was a very accomplished pianist, so she would play often. The DuPont dining room is really just an amazing room. There are several famous portraits in there by Gilbert Stuart, and there's a painting by Benjamin West that's very famous called the Treaty of Paris, and it's half finished because the British commissioners would not come over to sit for the painting.
So he's got it, and it's hanging there.
Yes, Mr. DuPont purchased it, and it is hanging in the DuPont dining room.
And that's just one of many paintings that are absolutely amazing there. I'm interrupting you here.
No, one of many paintings, absolutely. And he has several very special ones of George Washington. As I say, there's a nice, beautiful Gilbert Stuart that hangs in the DuPont dining room. There's one of George Washington at Verplank's Point that is in the Baltimore room. I mean, just some amazing things in the museum. And people come from really everywhere to see that.
This.
Yes.
Well, when you mentioned the entertaining, and of course, Christmas was very important to the DuPont family. There were so many of them.
Yes.
And so Yuletide at Winitour is like your signature, I would guess, throughout the year. Is this one of the ones that you're the most thrilled with? Let's start talking now about the exhibitions and seeing it. Because I interrupted you earlier.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm always happy to talk about Winitour. There's so much there. And, you know, I do want to just note about the garden also, that mm-hmm. he has, it's naturalistic. So it looks like everything has always been there, but he hand-selected thousands and thousands of bulbs and plants, and not only native plants, but he brought a lot over from Japan and China. So really, the garden is a spectacle, and we have a three-acre, within that, award-winning children's garden called Enchanted Woods. So I'm just going to put a little plug in for our garden because that's also amazing. But yes, we do have Yuletide at Winterthur. And it's open now, and it runs through January 7, 2018. And appropriately so, we're looking at Treasures of Holidays Past. That's the theme. And the curator for this, Deborah Harper, has really outdone herself this year, I think. Mm-hmm. Every year, I think that she can't beat what she's done, and she's done it again this year. I'm always amazed. So
she started. Let's see. Okay, so it's running now. So okay, it opened on the 18th. I think on the 19th she probably started next year's.
Yes, I think that's exactly what she does, and she would probably say that the next day she's on to the next year, the planning and figuring out what they're going to do. So it will be looking at holiday traditions really from the 1800s to the early 20th century, including some of the earliest types of lights, colorful lights that decorated house exteriors. There's a full room scene recreating Clement Moore's famous Christmas classic, A Visit from St. Nicholas, displays of various DuPont family holiday celebrations, and a look at the evolution of Christmas trees from the 1880s to the 1960s. Now, a word about the Christmas trees is that there are at least six Christmas trees on the Yuletide Tour this year. So it is really going to be pretty spectacular. And our beloved dried flower tree, which debuted in the late 70s, is out in the conservatory again this year. It's a gigantic 15-foot tree. And, you know, weeks and months go into drying the flowers and putting them on. So that's really, really going to be beautiful. One of the things that Debbie integrated into the exhibition is a tree and also some other thematic elements that draw from our new exhibit, Royal Splendor, the coronation gown from The Crown. And that is from the Netflix program. There will be trees included in Yuletide that are recreations of Queen Victoria's family at Windsor Castle, the trees that they had there, and those are inspired by a painting from 1851. We also have a designer, Mac Truax, who is, well, everyone there I think is super amazing, the curators, the artists, the designers, everyone. But he's created a tree that sort of mimics the coronation gown. And I was over there the other day. It wasn't done, but I'm so excited to see it because he's putting, you know, beads and baubles and glass. And I mean, he just does an amazing job. So that's going to be very, very exciting. And we also have this year, which debuted last year, the magnificent 18-room miniature dollhouse that was created by designer and philanthropist Nancy McDaniels over a period of 30 years. And this year it is decorated for the holidays. It includes a miniature tree that is decorated with 458 needlework ornaments. And these were all crafted by Nancy McDaniel. And we'll have some other tours this year, a new Small Wonders holiday tour that will take visitors on three floors that are not on the main Yuletide exhibition. And they'll look at some of the miniatures in the museum itself. So those will be on floors 3, 7, and 8, but the main Yuletide exhibition is on floors 1, 6, and 5.
I can't even, the fact that this was somebody's home and we're talking about these floors.
Yes. It's enormous.
Conspicuous consumption, and gosh, I love it. Love it. I'm Laura Lewis, and we are talking today with Liz Farrell, who is the communications manager for Winterthur. And if you'd like information about Winterthur, anything about this magnificent house and museum and gardens, et cetera, and all of the events that go on there, go to winterthur.org. That's Winterthur, and you spell Winterthur, W-I-N-T-E-R. T-H-U-R, winterthur.org. Or you can give them a call. They do have a toll-free number, 800-448-3900.
448-3883. That's 448-3883. But of course, go to Winterthur.org, and you'll also find their social media there as well. So let's go back to the Christmas. You glossed a little bit over it, but let's go back over. The DuPont family holiday traditions are included in this, and don't they like candy? Didn't they love candy?
Well, they love candy. So you'll see various themes around that, and of course the 22 rooms that are included on the Yuletide tour. And this year in particular, Deb is featuring some antique cookie cutters and candy canisters, some ephemera such as greeting cards. There'll be displays of that throughout the exhibition. Yes, they like to celebrate in style, and all of that will be on great display throughout all these rooms.
Well, now for us adults now all of this is great for the whole family and all of that stuff. But now, what's going on? I know on Wednesdays you've got special events.
Yes, Wednesdays we have extended hours for the Yuletide season, which of course is through January 7. And one of our most popular events that was introduced a few years ago, Yuletide Wine and Jazz, and that goes until 8:30 p.m. There are several, so those are on Wednesdays. A variety of live bands are brought in, some of them local and regional. People have such a great time. It's usually centered in the gallery's reception atrium, but it also includes access for various programs in the galleries, and there could be tours included. So I would encourage everyone to check our website, Winterthur.org, for the details on those. But those are, as you say, on Wednesday evenings.
Now, when we come and see this, we can see Royal Splendor, right?
That's correct.
So all of that will still be going on if we come and enjoy the holidays. That's part of the admission to Winterthur.
That's correct. Admission includes a pass for two consecutive days. During Yuletide, it's $22 for adults. It's normally $20. It will be $20 for seniors and students. That is normally $18. And then children will still be $5. And, you know, infants and youngsters are, you know, can come in for free.
But that admission includes you get to see the coronation gown.
Yes.
And you get to see all the Yuletide stuff. And you get to walk around the grounds, too. And then what about, like, your other things that are going on all the time? Because you've had, the art and science of detecting fakes has been going on.
Yes. And that's, I'm glad you brought that up, Laura, because that is a hugely popular exhibition, which opened in April of 2017. And that runs also through January 7. This exhibition takes a look at the scope and the sophistication of some of the great scandals of our time in terms of fakes. And it has everything you could imagine. So we have fine art. We have couture clothing, Chanel suits, Birkin bags. We have sports memorabilia, a baseball glove, purportedly affiliated with Babe Ruth, you know, bats that, you know, purportedly were used by Joe DiMaggio. We've got wine. And there is, this was lent to us very generously by William Koch. And he had purchased a wine that was sold to him as having belonged to Thomas Jefferson. And it was included in the book Billionaire's Vinegar. So that whole area is, you know, I find it fascinating. The whole thing I find fascinating. But the exhibition actually provides data and provides people a look behind the scenes in an interesting way into the science behind how frauds are detected. So, you know, you'll look at intent. You'll look at proof. There's a section that says, you be the judge, where we have paintings that have not, you know, purportedly a Homer painting, a de Kooning, where the jury's out, people are unsure. It's been reviewed by the finest curators and conservation people in the world, and they can't be ruled in or ruled out. So we really try to help people understand how difficult it is to determine what is fake and what's real, because, you know, even the most sophisticated buyers, curators at museums even, sometimes are fooled by what are becoming more and more sophisticated means of duplicating original works of art or other things. So it is a it has over 100 objects in it. That was created by Wintertour's Linda Eaton, and our guest curator, Colette Lowell from Washington, D.C. She's president of Art Fraud Insights in Washington and works a lot with law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of everything, but that is also included with your admission. So 2 days is even, you know, the tickets have to be for at least 2 full days because there's no way that you can get through Wintertour in a day or really even 2 days. You can see a lot of it. We have a garden tram that is included, a tour that will take you around the estate through the garden and give you the estate history. So it's a way for people, when you get there, we recommend hop on a tram, go through the beautiful garden, and you'll get an overview of the whole estate and everything in it. And they'll tell you about what's being featured that day, and you can you know, determine what you want to go see from there. That's really a great way to get started.
Well, you know, we're starting to look at the clock here. So now that closes, and the Detecting the Fakes is going to close the same time that the Yuletide closes. And then you're closed to ramp up for the new season.
Correct.
And when you come back March 1st, so it behooves us to get over there before January the 7th, obviously. But when you reopen on March 1st, what's coming up?
Well, in 2018, we have two very, very exciting exhibitions. And one is very neat because it's Wintertour's first ever garden exhibition, and it's called Follies, Architectural Whimsy in the Garden. And that's going to open April 1, as I say. And it's going to feature a total of 13 follies, and it's going to include, that includes six existing historic structures on the estate that were selected by Mr. DuPont. And seven newly created follies. And these will include things like a Gothic-inspired tower, an Ottoman tent, a Chinese pavilion. And this is all going to be included on a one-mile loop through the garden. This is being presented by DuPont. And you can walk on the one-mile loop. You can take the tram. It's accessible by wheelchair. It's accessible for children with strollers. And, you know, really, these follies, which I really wasn't super familiar with except for the few that we have on the estate, they really go back to the early days of the great English landscape gardens. And they were very common in really that like the 1800s as talking things. So, you know, people would be conversation starters and just sort of as whimsy. And so they've carried through the ages as accoutrements. A lot of them have, you know, they're themed and they're just a lot of fun. And some of ours are going to be made to be interactive. So children could actually climb on them or get inside them, you know, take some family pictures, things like that. And we're also going to have a major exhibition opening also on April 1. And this will be inside in our galleries, Dining by Design, nature displayed on the dinner table. And that is going to be done by our curator of ceramics, Leslie Grigsby. And what she's doing is she's going to look at how from the 1600s to the present, dinnerware designs have been inspired by nature. So what we're doing is we're inviting everyone to come in, explore the outdoors with the follies, and indoors you can have a visual feast of flora and fauna, adorning really hundreds of ceramic, silver, and other tableware.
And of course, that is included. So when you buy your ticket to Wintertour, you see the outside and you see the inside.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Now, I know you're dying to tell us about this year's point-to-point.
You read my mind, Laura. This year, in 2018, will mark the 40th anniversary of the point-to-point steeplechase. This is Wintertour's largest fundraiser. We are a nonprofit. And so Jill Abbott, the race director, has a lot of surprises planned for people. The 40th anniversary is the Ruby Red anniversary traditionally. So she's really building on that theme and running with it. And she has plans for red carpet where we're going to have photographers there. You can come in and get your picture taken. Of course, people love to get dressed up that day with the big hats, the fancy dresses, or fancy suits. Or you can just come you know, in your casual wear with a cooler. Some people really go all out for the tailgating. You know, it's just a fun day. Of course, after the winter, it's really kind of like become a rite of spring where people get back out in the community and welcome the spring. And we have over 15,000 people now coming every year. But it's a big estate, so there's a lot of room. You won't be crowded.
How much? 1,000 acres?
Yes, Wintertour is a 1,000-acre estate.
Mm-hmm. And you are a nonprofit, so I'm guessing that people want to be members.
Yes, membership at Wintertour really is, it's so worth it. An individual membership is only $65. Now, that might sound like a lot.
Sounds very little.
But if you break that down over 365 days of the year, and our members can come in 365 days a year, even when we're closed to the public in January and February, from dawn till dusk. You have free admission to all our exhibitions, most of our lectures and special programming that other people have to pay for, like concerts during the holidays. We do have the University of Delaware Chorale coming in. We're very excited about them coming back this year. But if, as a member, all that is free. So we really encourage people to become members. You can avail yourself of everything there. And, of course, if you want to upgrade to a special tour, it's only going to cost you like $5 or $10. If you want to do a 2-, 3-, 4-hour tour, I really think the benefits, they're so amazing because you get so much for that $65.
And, of course, information about that is on the website.
Yes, it is.
And also, we forgot to mention your shops.
Wintertour has two wonderful gift shops. So it's a great way to spend a whole day or a couple of days. You know, tour the site. We have got two gift shops. And a lot of the things that are in there are replicas or small reproductions of things that are actually in the museum. So you're going to find gifts at Wintertour that you're not going to find anywhere else. We also have a whole line of furniture in our licensing division. And so, you know, that can be accessed also through our website. But if you go in the gift shops, it's a bookstore, things you're just not going to find. We have a whole section for children. So little toys and educational things and Wintertour themed objects that are a lot of fun, but children can also learn at the same time, and just a variety of things. And we have two restaurants. So we have a fabulous chef in the visitor center. And I encourage everyone coming and enjoy it.
And so, of course, when you buy your ticket to Wintertour, you've got 2 days. So you have plenty of time to do the inside, the outside, the special exhibits that are going on. You get to see the crown coronation gown, the reproduction of that. You get to see the art and science of detecting fakes.
Yes.
And, of course, you get Yuletide at Wintertour as well.
Yes.
So you need a restaurant with all of it.
Yes, you do, because it's a lot to see and a lot to do, and it's nice to have a place to take a rest and have a soda or coffee, or we sell wine and beer, you know, get something nice to eat too, and just enjoy it.
And of course, all the information, everything that we talked about today, from the special exhibits to the 40th annual point-to-point coming up on May the 6th this year, it all can be found at wintertour.org. W-I-N-T-E-R, Wintertour, T-H-U-R, wintertour.org. And, of course, you can always call them 800-448-3883. But go to wintertour.org for information, directions, ticketing, memberships. And, of course, Yuletide at Wintertour is going on now through
January 7th, 2018.
Perfect. Can you believe we're using that year
already? Hard to believe.
Yes. I know. And my guest today, Liz Farrell, who is the communications manager for Wintertour. Liz, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Laura. It's been a real pleasure.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.